Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
We continue live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Is Troy ready? Troy Murray joins us. Troy was nice enough to jump on the show when we were in Vegas the other day. And we thought this would all be behind us by now, Troy. But last night, another Hawks loss in an inexplicable streak here. I don't know. Has anything changed since Vegas?
Well, they played better last night. They really did. And when you break down the numbers from last night, it's probably the best game that they've played in a while as far as creating scoring chances and doing some of the things that Joel Quenneville wants them to do more consistently. And, you know, unfortunately, they're in a rut right now where just things aren't going their way. They made a couple of mistakes, and it was in the back of their net. So you move on to the next game tomorrow night against Washington and hope things turn around in that game.
We are spoiled by success here in the Hawks raising the bar so high with three cups in such a short period of time. But this, as we talked about the other day, this has just been beyond odd, not just this streak, but all year with the stops and starts that have gone on. How much of that do you attribute to the fact that Crawford's been out?
Well, if you had Crawford, Steve, you know, you would be picking up some wins here. And I think for quite a while there, the Blackhawks goaltending was sufficient to give them an opportunity to win some hockey games. I mean, their key players haven't been producing at the rate that you would expect them to. History-wise, is that they need to be much better. But when you have a guy like Corey Crawford back there, he'll make the big saves at the right time. You know, there was a couple subpar performances by the goaltenders on this recent road trip, and that kind of hurts the overall morale. And when you have a guy like Corey Crawford back there, that, you know, he's just the backbone, and they know what they have with Corey, and they trust in what he can do out there. I think maybe some of the things that Corey was masking is probably overall team issues has kind of come to the forefront here, because Corey was so good and they were finding ways to win hockey games because of the great goaltending. And, you know, the Blackhawks right now looking for some offense to support the non-position that Corey's in right now.
Troy, what's the challenge for the coaching staff when you're going through a situation like this, when you have a team with so many young players and you don't want those young guys to feel like, well, this is the way it is, and to accept it, that this is the way it's always going to be?
You know, it is a good challenge. And actually, Joel Quenneville kind of referred to that question the other day when asked, as far as, you know, we're trying to find different ways to keep it positive. And that's what you have to do. You know, nobody's happy. Nobody's smiling. Nobody likes to lose. But the reality is they're in that position. And how do you keep the attitude positive inside the locker room? How do you keep the young guys interested in, you know, producing like you hope they would produce? And that's a tough challenge. And Joel Quenneville has done different things like line changes and everything and trying to find some right chemistry. I think the core group of guys inside that locker room have been tremendous over the years as far as keeping everything on an even keel. But even those guys are starting to get frustrated. So it's a real tough balance right now to find the motivation and try to keep things positive and looking at, you know, a small picture rather than the big picture, which at this point looks pretty bleak. But, you know, Joel Quenneville also said, listen, this is a real test for some of these young players and the core group of guys. We want to see what guys still want to compete and what guys right. are not giving up on the season. And that's what you want to see. You want to see that in practices. They have to come to the rink with a purpose, leave there feeling that they've improved their game in some way, shape, or form, gotten better shape, or whatever it needs to be. And I think that's going to be a telltale sign down the road here for not only for, you know, Coach Quenneville to look at the players who want to play, which is giving those guys more ice time right now. He's made no bones about it. You know, Tommy Wingles, Lance Boma, those guys are competing at a high level and they're getting rewarded with it for ice time. He wants to see that work ethic. He wants to see what type of character the players have as they move forward down a tough stretch like this.
Sod scores last night. You know, a baseball player in a slump finally gets a hit, and maybe they start raining. Does it work that way in hockey? Would you expect Sod to start finding the back of the net now?
Well, you hope he does. And you could just see when he scored that goal that there was a lot of relief in his body language and his facial expressions, that he was pretty excited for that puck to go in. It was a great play by Vinny Hinostroza. And you hope Brandon Saad finds that confidence because, excuse me, I don't think he's gone through a slump like that in his career here in the NHL. And I think that for players, you know, same like a baseball player, if you start feeling better about yourself and you kind of break that egg, you hope that you get on a hot streak here and things start going in your direction.
I don't even know if you can answer this question on the air. Is there a slump buster in hockey? Is there something, is it an individual lucky thing?
You know what?
Should I call you after the show with that question?
No. But a lot of guys, and just a little thing that they'll do, they'll change the color of the tape that they use. They'll
Is that right?
From white to black. Yeah, they'll do that. It just gives you a little bit of a different look. But I always said on the flip side, if you're switching the color of tape on your sticks, then you're signaling to everybody that you're going through some issues.
That's exactly right. I hadn't thought about that, but sure, everybody knows. MB Financial Bank sponsoring Breakfast with a Blackhawk with our friend Troy Murray. Here's the question from Marilyn Harden, listener of the show. Do any of the players ever choke on their mouth guards? I didn't see that coming.
Well, I swallowed my teeth.
Right. Did you have a mouth guard?
No, that's probably why I swallowed my teeth.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of guys skating with you. I mean, mouth guards for hockey, for everybody, what was that, 2000, 2005, somewhere in there?
I don't know. I mean, we had them back in the day, but a lot of players wear them now, and they're smaller, and they protect better than probably what they did back in the day. But, you know, you see Patrick Kane, I don't know how his mouth guard helps him because he's always chewing on it. And, you know, you look at these guys around the league, and it doesn't
it's
even look
binky.
Like they're wearing it.
Yeah, it's a binky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what they've switched to, is the binky mouth guard.
That's exactly right. It ought to be sponsored. Congratulations, Marin. You get an autographed Chicago Blackhawks hockey puck courtesy of MB Financial Bank. One of the players will sign that puck for you. MB means business. All right, Troy, you guys make it interesting, regardless of the outcome on the ice. John Weidemann, Troy Murray tomorrow night. It's the Caps and the Blackhawks. And you know what? This is the one. This is the one. It's going to end tomorrow night.
This is it. You're right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
MB Financial Bank sponsoring Breakfast with a Blackhawk, and the headlines are next.